can talk about is our line. About that, you and I can say as much as we please. He explained that all the lines of seers were started at the same time and in the same fashion. Around the end of the 16th century, every Nagual deliberately isolated himself and his group of seers from any overt contact with other seers. The consequence of that drastic segregation, he said, was the formation of the individual lineages. Our lineage consisted of 14 Naguals and 126 seers, he said. Some of those 14 Naguals had as few as 7 seers with them, others had 11, and some up to 15. He told me that his teacher, or his benefactor, as he called him, was the Nagual Julian, and the one who came before Julian was the Nagual Elias. I asked him if he knew the names of all 14 Naguals. He named and enumerated them for me so I could learn who they were. He also said that he had personally known the 15 seers who had formed his benefactor's group, and that he had also known his benefactor's teacher, the Nagual Elias, and the 11 seers of his party. Don Juan assured me that our line was quite exceptional because it underwent a drastic change in the year 1723 as a result of an outside influence that came to bear on us and inexorably altered our course. He did not want to discuss the event itself at the moment, but he said that a new beginning is counted from that time, and that the 8 Naguals who have ruled the line since then are considered intrinsically different from the 6 who preceded them. Don Juan must have had business to take care of the next day, for I didn't see him until around noon. In the meantime, 3 of his apprentices had come to town, Pablito, Nestor, and La Gorda. They were shopping for tools and materials for Pablito's carpentry business. I accompanied them and helped them to complete all their errands. Then all of us went back to the boarding house. All 4 of us were sitting around talking when Don Juan came into my room. He announced that we were leaving after lunch, but that before we went to eat, he still had something to discuss with me in private. He wanted the 2 of us to take a stroll around the main square, and then all of us would meet at a restaurant. Pablito and Nestor stood up and said that they had some errands to run before meeting us. La Gorda seemed very displeased. "What are you going to talk about?" she blurted out, but quickly realized her mistake and giggled. Don Juan gave her a strange look, but didn't say anything. Encouraged by his silence, La Gorda proposed that we take her along. She assured us that she wouldn't bother us in the least.
"I'm sure you won't bother us," Don Juan said to her, "but I really don't want you to hear anything of what I have to say to him."
La Gorda's anger was very obvious. She blushed, and as Don Juan and I walked out of the room, her entire face clouded with anxiety and tension, becoming instantly distorted. Her mouth was open and her lips were dry. La Gorda's mood made me very apprehensive. I felt an actual discomfort. I didn't say anything, but Don Juan seemed to notice my feelings.
"You should thank La Gorda day and night," he said all of a sudden. "She's helping you destroy your self-importance. She's the petty tyrant in your life, but you still haven't caught on to that."
We strolled around the plaza until all my nervousness had vanished. Then we sat down on his favorite bench again.
"The ancient seers were very fortunate indeed," Don Juan began, "because they had plenty of time to learn marvelous things. Let me tell you, they knew wonders that we can't even imagine today."
"Who taught them all that?" I asked.
"They learned everything by themselves through seeing," he replied. "Most of the things we know in our lineage were figured out by them. The new seers corrected the mistakes of the old seers, but the basis of what we know and do is lost in Toltec time."
He explained. One of the simplest and yet most important findings from the point of view of instruction, he said,
is the knowledge that man has two types of awareness. The old seers called them the right and the left side of man. The old seers figured out, he went on, that the best way to teach their knowledge was to make their apprentices shift to their left side, to a state of heightened awareness. Real learning takes place there. Very young children were given to the old seers as apprentices, Don Juan continued, so that they wouldn't know any other way of life. Those children, in turn, when they came of age, took other children as apprentices. Imagine the things they must have uncovered in their shifts to the left and to the right, after centuries of that kind of concentration.
I remarked how disconcerting those shifts were to me. He said that my experience was similar to his own. His benefactor, the Nagual Julian, had created a profound schism in him by making him shift back and forth from one type of awareness to the other. He said that the clarity and freedom he experienced in heightened awareness were in total contrast to the rationalizations, the defenses, the anger, and the fear of his normal state of awareness. The old seers used to create this polarity to suit their own particular purposes. With it, they forced their apprentices to achieve the concentration needed to learn sorcery techniques. But the new seers, he said, use it to lead their apprentices to the conviction that there are unrealized possibilities in man.
The best effort of the new seers, Don Juan continued, is their explanation of the mystery of awareness. They condensed it all into some concepts and actions which are taught while the apprentices are in heightened awareness.
He said that the value of the new seer's method of teaching is that it takes advantage of the fact that no one can remember anything that happens while being in a state of heightened awareness. This inability to remember sets up an almost insurmountable barrier for warriors who have to recollect all the instruction given to them if they are to go on. Only after years of struggle and discipline can warriors recollect their instruction. By then, the concepts and the procedures that were taught to them have been internalized and have thus acquired the force the new seers meant them to have.
Chapter 2. Petty Tyrants.
Don Juan did not discuss the mastery of awareness with me until months later. We were at that time in the house where the Nagual's party lived.
"Let's go for a walk," Don Juan said.